Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Virtually every time I stand in my kitchen cooking away, little thoughts flash through my mind saying, now this might make a good show. If any of us are competent home cooks, it's because we have accumulated hundreds and hundreds of small little lessons on how to do it right. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, it's a lot of fun to share great kitchen tips from time to time.
Oh, I think so. And I think there's tons of, there's so many cool tips slash hacks slash all sorts of things you can do in the kitchen that it's fun to just talk a little bit about.
It is.
I think repurposing tools is one of the cool sort of kitchen tips. You have a box grater.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like to make pastry shells, pie shells, freeze the butter and box grate it into the flour. Done.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. You have a pizza cutter?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to make a salad?
Yeah.
Just put big pieces of lettuce in the mixing bowl and cut them in the bowl with the pizza cutter. Boom. Cut salad.
Genius.
Genius. You like to roll out cookie dough?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Buy some dowels.
Okay.
If you buy two quarter inch dowels and put them on each side of the dough and put the rolling pin on it, The dough will be exactly a quarter inch. And you will make the perfect cookie every time.
Oh, have mercy.
Okay. If you're gluten-free.
Well, I'm not, but go ahead.
And you want to deep fry things with panko crumbs, mm-hmm. those big ones.
Right, right.
Just buy rice chex and pound them into panko crumbs.
Oh, wow.
Gluten-free. Done. If you like to make summer punches in sangria.
Yes.
Don't play around with little ice cubes. They melt too quickly. Use your muffin tins to freeze big ice cubes and put fruit in them. And you'll put these huge ice cubes in your punches and sangrias, and they'll take much longer to melt.
Why didn't I think of that?
People who like to, bake with honey, molasses, spray the measuring cups with Pam or something before you put that sticky stuff in, and it will slide right out.
No kidding.
Yeah, no need to fight with it. Dental floss, hopefully you buy the unscented version, but it's obviously, everyone knows, I think it's good for cutting things like small cheeses. But if you bake a cake and want to cut it into two layers, Put four toothpicks and then wrap dental floss around it and pull it tight, and you will have the perfect cut of a piece of cake without even worry about using a knife.
Amazing.
If you're a baker and you like to make breads.
Yes.
And you have back pain.
That happens all the time.
No, I know it does. But if not, and you happen to have a heating pad. It's the best place to put your dough to rise is on your heating pad set on low. It will be perfect temperature, and the dough will rise faster than anywhere else in the room.
But you can't do anything about my bathroom standing over the...
No, that okay. I can't do.
Okay.
That, unfortunately, I can't. Some other things is, everybody has those disposable plastic bags that
you get
at the store. If you loop one end over your kitchen sink faucet and spread it out, you can peel everything you need to peel right into that. And then just pick it up and throw it out.
I should have thought of that years ago.
And if anything slips away and you have a garbage disposal, you can brush a few pieces in.
Yeah.
But if you don't, it's the perfect way to sort of not deal with cutting boards and sloppy messes. If you like lettuces and you want them to stick around for a long time, store them in the fridge with a paper towel in a Ziploc bag. The dilemma is these guys transpire and give off moisture,
right,
which causes them to mold or wilt.
Right.
The paper towel in the plastic bag will absorb that moisture and give you much more longevity in terms of those things.
Jerry, I'm not going to be able to pick up a knife without thinking about you now. All these great ideas. We'll put a lot of these on the website.
Fair enough.
Try them at home. This sounds great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.